Wow. In the preface, I read the reverse engineering. You are giving an example. And can you reflect on that, please?
Well, this idea of reverse engineering came from a brother who wanted to translate some of my ideas into a language in the Middle East. And he said, I like what you've done with reverse engineering. And I had never thought about that. But reverse engineering means you start with a finished product and you take it apart so that you can understand how it came together and how the different parts interrelate. And his conclusion was that's what we had done with church planting movements. We had looked at a finished product, places where God was clearly at work, where he was doing amazing things. And then we carefully analyzed these great works of God, looking at the various component parts, the ways God was at work in evangelism, in prayer, in discipleship, in church formation. And by looking at the different parts and how they interrelated, we could then see how do we best participate in them. How do we become involved in what God is doing without obstructing or in any way conflicting with God's ways and purposes? Mm-hmm.